now tuned in to the Bleed Blue Show. Here are your hosts, Steve Blair and Chris Miles.
Yep. I believe we won. I believe we won today. About time. Wasn't pretty, but hey, we won. Hey, what can I tell you? Welcome to the Blue Blue Show. This is the forum for the fans and the stakeholders. I'm Christopher Miles. I know my Blue Blue partner, Steve, is somewhere out there. He probably will call in a few seconds. But we're going to break down today's win. It was beautiful. 929-477-4171 is your call-in number to the Bleed Blue Show. You press number 1 on your touchtone phone if you want to be live on the air for any questions or comments. I'm going to say it again because I know you're going to call in instead of just listen. 929-477-4171. You can also listen or call into the Bleed Blue Show by the website, which is www.bleedblueshow.com. Hitting the Blog Talk Radio link is at the very, very top of the live stream via Skype. And you can follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google Plus. I think we did something today, finally. We found out that we had a defense after all. It wasn't pretty. It wasn't cute. But we did it. And we won. Man, whew. Oh, man. All right. It was kind of freaky at the end there, but I don't want to really talk because I want y'all to do that. I want y'all to do that. That's why I gave y'all a number, and we can go from there. Okay. Before I go any further, though, I got to read this to you. This is from my Blue partner, Steve. He says, quote, New York Giants, with the most stupid play calling on offense, a team I've seen in years. I think I've ever seen in years. I think that's what that means. I want your comments on that. I want everybody to holler in. The usual folk. I see y'all lined up right now. I'm going to start one by one. Man, I'm out of breath. And the reason I'm trying to labor this thing is because, you know, I've been talking loud the entire time. Talk to me, brother. Talk to me. 917, you know who you are. You on? Talk.
Yeah. Is this me on?
Yeah.
Oh, what's up, man? What's up, Godfather?
Is this Big Marlo? Is this Marlo?
Yeah, it is. Another
Marlo,
great victory,
sorry,
by the
man.
Giants.
So,
very happy.
I'm so tired, brother. I'm sorry I didn't recognize your number, man. I'm just...
Oh, that's okay,
so,
man. It's all
I've
good.
I've been yelling for the last three hours. I've been screaming. I've been...
You're not the only one. Yeah, I hear you. But you know what, though, Chris? I got to give big, big, big props to the people's champ, Asim, because it's just exactly how he said when he said last year when the Giants were going up against some stellar defense and they came in and they just destroyed them. And that's exactly what happened.
Mad
props to you, man, because you actually called this game. Because I was a little.
Oh, you could tell him yourself in a few seconds. You could tell him yourself.
Oh yeah, you know I'm going to shout him out though. But yo, it was a great game. I mean, Eli kind of frustrated me with those delay penalties. I'm not sure why he wasn't paying attention. But the Giants' defense is crazy. I mean, it's just making me hope that the same thing with my Knicks. But I don't get into that right now.
Oh
but,
no, not today.
That defense is crazy though.
Did we play defense today or what? I've been doing that all day.
I mean, every time I thought we were going to lose.
I mean, it looked like defense was out there, y'all.
Yeah. I mean, the score
was
still 10. They kept in the 10. This was great, D. I'm so happy with them boys, man.
Oh, man. I'm sorry. I'm out of breath.
It's all cool, Chris. It's a good reason.
Now, hold up, Marlo, because we're going to be on for a minute. I need your input really bad. 973. Who this? Because I know this number, but I don't have access to everything right now.
Yeah. Nah, man, it's me, Chris. You know, my cell phone was dying because, you know, I'm on here checking everything for my fantasy team, so I had to call you from the landline today. Man,
okay,
hey.
Okay. Hey,
no,
Marlon,
hey, no,
hey.
Hey, man, hey, Marlo said it already. Yeah. I don't got to harp on it, man. What did I say yesterday, bro? I told you. All of us was so worried about that Bills front four. Oh, my gosh, they led the league in sacks, this, that, and the third. The same way people did going into the Rams game. We gave up one sack, Chris. And we gave up one sack, and that was to a safety or the safety overload blitz.
That's right.
The whole offensive line held up in the run game and in the pass game. I'm surprised. The only thing I was surprised at was how, for a stretch of the game, we started dominating them on the ground.
Yeah.
That was the only thing that surprised me. But the defense, man, they played balls to the wall all game long. And, I mean, if we're being honest, the defense has played great every game we had this year. You know, it's just the first two games, they were just tired, man. They didn't have any more gas at the end, and the offense didn't help them out. You know what I mean? Jennings with the great play to stretch the lead back up to 14 after they had cut the lead down. You know, we could have had potentially another touchdown there, but, you know, I got to kind of split the blame there. You know, Eli got to throw that ball a little bit lower and make Randall go down and get it. But Randall got to – he can't bullshit on that slant, man. You got to stick your foot in the ground, and you got to drive hard across the whole route. It was like once he put his foot in the ground and he turned, like he was expecting the ball to be right there, and he didn't continue following through the route, man. He just let the guy undercut him. But, I mean, it was a great way to finish a fourth quarter. I mean, what more can you ask for? We came, we went up against a quality team with a very good defense, and we beat them by two touchdowns. The Deadskins, the Foreskins came through in the clutch.
No. Stay with us. Stay with us. I'm too
to talk about anybody else. Nah, man, I got to talk about that, Chris, because, listen, man, we one more division loss tonight away from being tied for the division lead. Fox put it up at the end of the game. We got five games, bro. We got the next game is San Francisco. Then we got Philly, Dallas, New Orleans, and Tampa Bay. They even said it. Those are five winnable games before
five
you got to face
games.
The Patriots.
That's right.
Five
That's
winnable
right.
games.
And you know what? If you make your adjustments, you can win that one too. I believe you can win that one too. Everybody, if you don't know, 24-10 was the final score. Giants over Bills. Eli was 20 of 35, 212 yards, three touchdowns. He did throw an interception at the end. We don't really care about that one. It was a satisfying win. Oh, my God. It's good to bleed blue. It is good to bleed blue. Let's go back. Let me get on the line right quick, man. Sorry, man. I'm just so excited. Because they did it. I mean, it made sense this time. 4-4. Who this? And I know who this is. So talk to me.
Yo, it's your boy Daniel. What up, fellas?
Hey, Daniel, what I told you yesterday, blood?
Yo, you was on point, son. You was on point.
Hey, Daniel.
You was on point. I ain't going to lie. You was on point, man. Yo, my thing about this game, man, yo, why can't they keep Whitlock on defense, dog? Like, you somebody else that's an all fullback. Like, Whitlock, I see this dude quit off the line, man. He quit.
Mm-hmm.
I'll keep him as his own defense, man, straight up. Yo,
but
a great game. Defense
I don't think you can play him there all game,
man.
You can't play him there all game. Nah, he too undersized, man. You need to do what they did today. When you got a lead and you know they got a pass, then you rush him at D-tackle, man. Let him use that speed and quickness to get past them guards, bro. But he did show up, man. He had a strip sack. He forced a holding call on one play. Yo, dude is a handful on the inside, man. They might have found something with him.
Man.
They might have found something with him, yo. I'm just happy, bro. I'm happy. But I can't lie, though, Chris, man. Even though we played real good these last 2 weeks, man, that should just make me lament them first 2 weeks even more, bro. You know how much of a stranglehold. We would have a stranglehold on this division
right now,
bro.
We are not a finished product. Yeah, I know. We ain't a finished product, but it helps. It helps. Every little bit helps. when we can win
yes,
this way, man, it's really, really worth it. Hold up. 704, I know who
yo,
you are.
I believe. Can I say one more thing? Can I say one more thing?
What up, Jeff?
Yeah. I believe it's all because of Beeson, man. I believe because of Beeson, how the defense is working right now. With him being on the field, I believe it's him, man.
Hey, man,
yes,
Charles said it, but let him talk about it.
Yes, Charles talked about that, too. That's exactly.
Hey,
I think it is.
What's
I
up?
Think
what's,
he has an effect.
What's up? Hey, I said it, man. I've been saying it since last week.
I'm just saying, Beeson,
all it is, he still makes mistakes out there because he's still getting his legs up under him. He hadn't really played in 2 years. But the thing that Beeson does that Unger doesn't do, he knows how to check and change the play on the field. That's Spag's system. That's why I said last week it kind of got overlooked. But that's why Beeson is so important because he can decipher and change the play, change the coverage. Every time he was out there, the coverage was right on point. The tackling was right on point. Everybody was exactly where they needed to be. He's been in the league long enough to where he can read the play pre-snap. Where Unger's just it's the play that's called and they just running it. And that's why we got exposed a lot in the first 2 weeks. But it's a great win, man. It's a great momentum win. I honestly don't see why we don't be 7-2. By the time we play the Patriots, I don't see a reason why. Barring a major injury, I don't see a reason why we shouldn't be. I mean, now, I hate to be Debbie Downer, but we still got to find a pass rush, man. I like the Whitlock thing. Like a Sim said, he said it perfect. I mean, that's a situational type situation when you up and you know they got to throw. Outside of that, nah, he's not going to be in there like that. You know what I'm saying? But we still got to find a pass rush this front four. Double O got a lot of work. He got a lot of work to do, man. I was looking for some raw talent just to come out of there, but he got a lot of work to do, man.
I think he'll be fine.
He's a work in progress, man.
What about Kennard, though, man? What about Kennard?
Oh,
Kennard showed up tonight.
About that boy, man. That's my
boy
right there, man. Like,
well, Kennard showed last year that he was going to be something special. And you know, the thing about Jerry Reese is that he'll hit on half his shit. He'll fuck up the rest of the half, and that's why we be on him so bad. But then you find a Kennard, it's like, damn, it's hard to be mad at this dude, man. He found Kennard. he found Hankins. I mean, he found Bradshaw. I mean, it's easy to be mad at those guys sometimes when they let certain people walk. But then, it's hard to stay mad when a Kennard shines. And that was a fine in the fifth round, you know what I mean? Or Andre Williams has a good day. It's just hard to do, man. But like I say, man, it's a great momentum win. I don't know why we wouldn't be 7-2 moving, by the time we get to the Patriots.
There should be no reason why we can't.
I'm gonna be at the game next Sunday. I'm gonna be at the game next Sunday. And it's on. I'm hyped up, man.
Hold up, man. I gotta bring everybody on, man, so we can celebrate this right. We're at the 404 right now. What's up?
Where the Big O at?
What's going on, man?
Big O.
Man, I ain't gonna lie, bro. I was losing my mind for a little bit there, man. The offense was just kept sputtering out on me, man. The shit was just getting me super upset with, like, certain third down calls they were making. And we were punting out of there. I told y'all yesterday, man, relax. Our defense is straight. Spag got this, man. With what we got out there, Spag's got it under control. Yeah, we need a little pass rush, but they had Tyrod Taylor, man, rattled. He kept them in the box like they were supposed to do. You know, that's what they were supposed to do. We ain't got the pass rush. They did hurry his ass up, you know.
I'm going to be honest, though.
All night, all day.
Big O, though, I got to talk to everybody on this one, though. Man, they was missing some hella weapons. That's why I'm cautiously
optimistic. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I mean, we're celebrating and everything, but I'm going to keep it real with you. If they had all their weapons, I don't know, man, because our defense did our job, but our offense just would not put the knockout blows in, man. They wouldn't. That run Jennings did was a frustration run, man. I mean, come on, man. We need to
get in this fucking end zone and we running garbage plays sometimes, man. I felt Steve when he said this was one of the bad offensive play calling ever, man, because
he
said he's going to the game a long ass time.
Big O, he said, quote, New York Giants with the most stupid play calling on offense, a team I've seen in years. I think he meant I've seen in a team of years.
What? Chris, we got to remember, too. Chris, we got to remember, too. We all got to remember. McAdoo just in his second year, man. So he never played because he never called plays before. He's still learning some shit. He's still learning,
but
too,
but Charles, we're not in the position for cats to be just learning, man.
Well, that's reality,
but wait a minute.
Oh, that's reality.
That's too much. I'm thinking too much.
Let's talk about what's
I'm
good.
That's
too
reality.
Much confusion, man. Too much.
Let's talk about that
51-yard
run.
Too much excuses with our team, man.
Hold up, gentlemen. How about that 51-yard touchdown? Let's talk about that from Jennings. Let's talk about the good stuff. Let's talk about let's talk about Dwayne Harris. I told you, Big O, yesterday.
Dwayne Harris was a beast today, man. He put in that word.
Hey, let me tell y'all about Dwayne Harris. I don't want to hear shit. We wasn't using him, so I had the right to say what we were saying. We wasn't using him. Somebody like Bob woke up today and said we need to use him. So until next week, a couple more weeks, I see that shit, I'm still the same way, man. I got to see it, man. I'm not going to fall for no win right here. They didn't have no weapons really out there. We beat a team that was on crutches. Yes, we did.
I'm not happy, but
I'm still a coach. Fuck that.
Hey, I gotta agree with O.
Well, let me say something, man. Listen, that's what teams that want to be good do. They don't care who you got out on the opposite side of the field. So think about in years past how many times the Giants went into games like this thinking, oh, your top player's not playing, we got this, and some backup come in the game and roast our ass, bro. This is what good teams do. If you're going to be a good team, you're supposed to beat teams when they're missing who the hell they got. All you could do was play who was on the schedule.
Exactly,
they didn't line up.
That's on them. I said that yesterday. I know we're supposed to beat this team, but we didn't put them away like we were supposed to, man. I'm sorry.
Cautiously.
I'm saying we was playing around with these boys. They still, it was 10, it was 16, something damn near for a long fucking time. It was to the point I was getting frustrated. Like, you know what? Our offense sucks, man. It's not
cautiously
it's not coming together. It's not
cautiously
coming together the way it's supposed to. And the little
optimistic
stupid mistakes Eli's be making, like that time clock shit, it's starting to get on my nerves, man. It's like you're too far in your career for this bullshit. You're supposed to be.
Hey,
you know what I love? You know
well,
what? Just let me get this one thing in. When I watch Aaron Rodgers, man, the man is a perfect ass quarterback, man.
Eli,
he
not Aaron Rodgers.
He has peripheral vision. He can see a bitch coming on the field when they're not supposed to and hike that goddamn ball, get an extra 5 yards. We're still trying to manage the clock. We're still trying to figure out how much seconds we got on the clock. That's bad, man.
You know what? I'm not even going to blame Eli all the way on that because you got to think about it, man. It was one shot they showed during the game. He's looking to the sideline for the play call. Some of them play calls is getting into him late. And you know he's the type of cat, he wants to survey the field. It's 40 seconds on that clock. They need to get him that play with about 25 seconds. You saw the times they got the play in on time. He had about 16, 17 seconds at the line to make adjustments. Like, matter of fact, the pass play to Jennings for the touchdown. They got to the line of scrimmage with 17 seconds. They showed the blitz. He altered the protection. He told Jennings to go to the outside route, to the flat. Boom, touchdown. He was able to do that because they got the play call in early. If you're getting the play call into him with 10, 15, 16 seconds left, by the time he go to make adjustments, the clock is going to go down. So I don't really blame him with that. I blame McAdoo with that more because he
got to
get the play in.
It's still a coach of everybody. It's still, though, cuz. I'm not.
But wait
a minute, it's still as a head coach, as coaches.
No. I want to hear the rest of what you had to say. I changed my mind. Go ahead. As coaches, what?
No, I said as coaches, dogs. As coaches, at this point, you're not supposed to be. You're supposed to know in the pre
bring the plays in. You know you're supposed to be on time with all that shit, man. You don't wait till a game to be confused and be doing all this shit, man. It seems like it's the same scenario every week. Let me tell y'all something. That's going to cause us big time if we don't get that shit together. Teams we supposed to beat going to whoop our ass for them fucking mistakes, man. I'm telling you, man. It's going to happen. Best believe it. Sit back. Put your 3D glasses on. It's going to happen. It just don't make no sense for us to be this far and we still making dumb, illiterate mistakes, man. It don't make no sense, man. I'm just tired of all that shit, man. You're supposed to have it together all the way across the board, coaching staff, all the way down to play. Players can make mistakes. Ricky can make mistakes. But you coaches, man, you're sitting out there just watching the play, man. You're watching things, so you're supposed to be on top of this. 24-7, man. I'm just sorry, man. I'm a person that watched the Patriots play a lot, man. And them motherfuckers are sound all the way around, man, down to the ball boy. They sound, man, all the way around, man. For real. Tired of this shit. All right. Man, we need to play clean football and beat a team ass convincingly, man. For real.
Okay.
Hold up, y'all.
I got another caller. Let's bring the 954 in. What's up, bro? Excuse me. Whoever. Let me bring you on because I don't recognize the number. How you doing?
We don't recognize number. This is Billy Bob.
Uh-oh.
Billy Bob.
I recognize
Billy Bob.
Yeah, Billy, you only call after the games. You'll never call on Saturday.
That's because I view the games, because I was looking at Ben McAdoo look like Kevin Gilbright. That's why. Y'all playing around. Y'all act like I don't see that, bro.
Hey, Billy Bob, what you see today?
I seen that McAdoo was looking like Kevin Gilbright out there. That's what it looked like.
How?
Yeah. Not putting points on the board.
Dude, we're not talking about the Cleveland Browns, man. We're talking about the Bills. They got a good defense, man.
Regardless if it's a good defense, but come on.
Let's be realistic.
Our defense put us in great.
Man, they could have torched that defense today. I don't want to hear that shit. They could have torched that defense.
Hell,
they were way better than that defense.
You ain't playing
today.
No bums out there.
Man, we were better than them today, man. Way better.
How are we not playing no
way
ball?
Better.
No, being better than them don't make them cupcakes.
Man, dude.
But you got
we were supposed to beat the brakes off these boys, man. We had plenty of opportunities to do it, and we didn't do it. You know? They came back. Don't act like they didn't come back, man. Don't act like the score wasn't tight. It wasn't tight at one time, and we were starting to look like that damn team that's about to let it all go again.
Y'all act like we lost the game.
You got to feel
y'all
that way.
We lost the game. Do you not know who the hell the Bills are? Come on, hold on. Do we not know who these fucking dudes are, man? They good as hell. They're not the Falcons. They're not the Browns. They're not even the Cowboys. They got a good defense. That's just reality.
Hey, that's a fact. And we ain't say all that. Nobody ain't say they ain't got no defense. Nobody ain't say they ain't got no defense. I'm just saying everything. They're like Dallas all the way down up to here. We're supposed to be undefeated right now. Mistakes fucked us up all the way through. I'm telling you, man. These little bullshit shits need to stop, bro. They need to stop it, man. I told you again. I'm happy about the win, but it was sloppy. It just
you
wasn't
are?
No. Clean that win, yeah. Don't take my tone of voice as, dude, I'm not going to dance and smack and beat a drum and dance kumbaya because we won this game. So, hey, we won that, yeah. It's okay. I'm just waiting. I'm still watching, bro. I've been through this too much, man.
I gotta agree with Chris on this one, man. We lost the game, man.
Let me say this. Hold up. Assume Marlo, Big O, Jet, Danny, Billy Bob. This is what we did today. Today, the New York Football Giants defeated the Buffalo Bills, Rex Ryan, 24-10. Okay? Our record now, and after the fourth week, is 2-2. Okay? are looking better than what we, I don't know who that is. Who's getting out the car? Yeah. Who's getting out the car? Don't
my
do
bad.
That.
Mute your phone.
Nah, hey, I have to get out the car now. Come on, man.
That you, Jack?
No, bro. Hey, listen, we ain't acting like a log. I'm just feeling like this here. Eli, man, look what year we in with Eli. Y'all don't feel like Eli should be having, like, games like Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers at this time? I mean, we even go down to the person that they traded for. What's the quarterback name that played for San Diego? He still
Rivers.
Have not had one of these. Yeah, Rivers. We still have not had one of these games where Eli goes in there, dominate the game. Just like, I mean, like, totally, like, obviously dominate the game. You can't tell me that because we got all right receivers. Now everybody back on Ruben Randall Dick. He still can't be one-on-one coverage yet.
Right.
So my whole thing is Eli should be, like, right there with the best of them, putting up numbers, like, literally putting up numbers. Like, I'm not saying we should have – I'm not acting like we lost the game, but when you look at it, the defense put the offense in some good yards, like, on
mm-hmm.
the We should have been putting up more points than that.
You know what? Hey, Billy Bob, you're right. You're right. But you know what? How many times in the past has the offense bailed out the defense when the defense was no good? It happens, bro. It happens, man. It happens. I didn't say.
Wait. Stop for a minute. Look, this is what we talk about every Saturday morning. This is now another show after a win. And y'all are disappointed because we won and it wasn't perfect. There's a problem there, yo. Y'all need to complain on Saturday morning. Don't complain right now. Steve is right with y'all. He just said. Y'all need, look, here's the thing. I'm not trying to say there's fairy dust out there and we're mistake free. Okay? But you gotta give the credit before you give the criticism. Okay? Or else y'all just like Tom Coughlin, the same cat that y'all try to get rid of anywhere. All right, who kind of had that frowning look after he fucking after Dwayne Harris scored that touchdown? Like, I guess y'all was right, saying to his assistant coaches. I caught that shit. So look, here's the thing, y'all. I'm sorry it's not a finished product. I bleed blue like y'all do, but at least give them credit for standing the hell up in hostile territory in a game that they were supposed to lose in Vegas. By all accounts, they went up there and they won a road fucking game. You know, like a world warrior anyway. But they won a road game and they did it in my opinion, somewhat convincing fashion, considering what the other three games have looked like this year. That's all I'm gonna say on that.
Hey Chris, all right, so we're gonna talk about positive stuff. Why don't we talk about, for the second week in a row, this defense shut down the top-ranked rushing offense in the league? Because Washington was number one and Buffalo was number two. After we shut Washington down, we rolled up into Buffalo, and remember, Carlos Williams was the best thing since Wonder Bread coming into this week. And we shut their run game completely down.
I was personally worried about Carlos Williams.
Hold up, Jack. I want to hear what you got to say, but I got to bring the call on for the 719.
Yo, what's up, man? It's Robbie.
Hey, what's up, Robbie?
How you doing, man?
Yo, that was a good game, man.
Before Jack goes on, man, I need you to holler a bit. What you see today?
Man, ultimately, man, we just looked sound, like you guys were saying. We shut down that run game for the second week in a row. And coming from last week, they had the number one run offense in the NFL, right? The Redskins?
Yeah.
And then you go against
the
Bills, too, and they had Carlos Williams. And as you guys were saying, he was lighting it up. And, yeah, he got a receiving touchdown, but that's not his job. He's out there to run, and he couldn't do it against us. And that's a statement. And then you had that goal line stand, which was huge. And you held him to what? And then they missed that field goal. So there's a lot of little things. I mean, I know they had a lot of penalties, and that shot them in the foot. They could have had a lot of more points if they didn't have all those penalties. But I don't give a damn, man. We won. We looked sound. We're 2-2, and we just shut Rex Ryan up for the second week. So I'm happy, man.
Thank you, Big Dog. I appreciate that. And I feel the same way. Jet, well, how you feel about that?
I mean, I take the same – I'm taking the same approach as Big O, but I'm not – to me, I'm good for the win. I'm just looking at – I'm just saying moving forward, I do want to see – we got to figure out this pass rush, you know what I'm saying? But the defense definitely – I think with Beason in there, with Beason in the game, he changes the whole attitude, the whole swag of this defense,
yeah,
man. I mean, he really changes the attitude. He's a coach on the field. And that when Unger was in there, I applaud Unger for his efforts, and he's had a great rookie season. But it was just some elements of his game as a rookie that was just lacking, and you know, which you know, nothing you can do about that. But hey, all I'm saying is, man, we won the game. We got momentum going into these next weeks. We should get some players back. I won't name no names, but I'm optimistic. We should get some players back. We should be moving in the right direction. We got fairly an easy schedule. Nobody's really on the schedule left. The next 5 weeks that's really scaring me like that. I mean, we just can't.
You want to say JPP bad, huh? You want to say JPP bad, huh? You want to say JPP bad, huh?
Real bad, but I ain't gonna do it. I ain't gonna do it, man. I ain't gonna say nothing. I see him. No. I see him already know how
I
feel.
Y'all crazy,
man.
Y'all crazy.
I ain't gonna say it though, but hey, I think once we get a few pieces of the puzzle back, man, this team could be what Big O wanted to be. I mean, it could be that team that goes in, and just crushes people. We got the potential to go in and annihilate people, but I think it's still a few elements that's just not there yet.
Okay, staying with that theme real quick. Sim first, then Marlo.
Yeah.
You know, do you kind of echo what Jet's talking about right here?
I mean, absolutely, man. I've been saying all year that I'm going to be cautiously optimistic, but, you know, it's missed opportunities, man. You know what I mean? And there's stuff that I think that we're going to get corrected over time. Like, did anybody see the way that Atlanta was manhandling the Texans, bro?
Woo!
And that was a team we had down the majority of the game, and we gave up a few plays on defense towards the end of the game because they was gassed,
mm-hmm.
man. Look at the Cowboys, man. They exposed the Cowboys in the second half of that game and beat them. So it just goes to show, with Atlanta playing as good as they playing, we dominated them for about 55 minutes of that game.
We won the game.
So, I mean, listen, it's not all fairy dust and everything, but it's stuff that they did wrong, but it's stuff that's correctable. And a lot of it is,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying, a lot of it is talent-wise, man. We got guys that's in there, they're doing an admirable job, but, I mean, they're not really game changers. When you get them game changers back in there, bro,
Woo.
It's going to be a whole other story.
Who's the game changer?
Honestly, whether you want to believe it or not, a dude like JPP is still a game changer. If anything else he could do, the dude could drop his shoulder and bend that corner and get a hurry
and
on the quarterback. Cruz is a game changer in the slot. Whenever he come back, you don't think that takes the offense up another notch? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, yo, when you get certain guys back, you got a shot, man. Really, we have not seen him and Beckham play a full game together outside of the Atlanta game from last year, bro. That's it. They played
in a
six
film.
I don't even know, to be honest, the way the media running us over, I don't even know if that's going to be a scenario, man. That Cruz thing is right now.
Listen, I've been on the record of saying, Big O, if I'm them, I keep Cruz out until maybe the Patriots game. If not, I keep him out until after the bye. Bring him back after the bye week when he's going to have fresh legs, man.
And guess what? Guess what
that
does?
Have now, I think they hold him out. If we could win the next five games or four of the next five and be 7-2 or 6-3, I think they're going to hold him out until after the bye week to let that thing get 100%, and then they're going to cut him loose, bro. And that all
and
that shit is going to make it so much more dynamic.
Hey, Jet.
Here's the beauty in that.
One question. Okay, I'm off the negative shit. But I'm still adamant about this thing. I felt like we could have destroyed him. But here's another question, man. What y'all really think about Larry Donnell, man?
I can't stand
that guy, man. Like, yo, that one catch he had.
I'm fed up with him. We got to do something about that, man.
He's awful.
Yeah.
Hey, Phil and Cunningham back.
Hold on. Let me get that question to Marlo. Go ahead, Marlo. What do you think about Larry Jodell?
Nah, I've always had a problem with Donnell, especially this season, and he did that acrobatic flip thing last week. But, I think he dropped the ball today. I'm not really sure. I mean, he actually held on to the ball today, which I was surprised. But, you know, and that's what I was saying before. It seems like the Bills especially, well, as good as their defense is, they're kind of weak with tight end. And if he was – if he was more serviceable, we could have had, who knows, how much more points we could have put on the board, you know, because we still don't have that. We have some good versatility going on, but that tight end position just isn't good. But that's on the Giants staff again. But for now,
I think the Giants see that, though. I think the Giants see that, though, because they put in what was it, Will Ty? They trying to find answers, but I think when Fales come back and Cunningham come back, we make it see less snaps with Donnell. I mean, Fales is solid, you know, for what he do. He's a good blocker. He get a couple of catches. I think Cunningham will be that guy that can be a good pass catching tight end. You know, work on his blocking a little bit. I think he's a better pass catcher than Donnell. So I mean, I think we can get those guys healthy. Unfortunately, they hurt, so we having to play Donnell, but I think once you get those two guys back, we may see, you know, Donnell get hardly to no snaps or little to no snaps, man. I mean, that's just reality right now. He has to play, but he sucks, man. To go to be the answer to those questions.
He can't block.
He can't block. I mean, that right there in itself is like.
You scared to run the ball when you catch it. Like you
scared
like
to run the ball
when
you catch.
Yo, he curling like a little girl, like, hey, bro, you
but the big
6 foot four, do all this on pads, man, run over the corners, man. What the heck is you doing?
Yeah.
He's curling that guy like, after he catch the ball, like, come on, dog.
And his route running is terrible. I mean, he's not fooling anybody with his route running, so that's why a lot of his passes, the guy's right there to bat it down or knock it out of his hand because he's. I mean, come on, Witten's the slowest tight end in the league, but that dude be open.
Okay, wait a minute, gentlemen. I got another caller. I got a new caller for the 585. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yeet. It's Larry. It's Larry.
What's good, Larry?
Donnell?
Larry Donnell? Oh, we got a call on you, buddy.
Larry Donnell, boy.
Who is it? Cut his pocket shit, yo. Yeah.
We're about to go in on Larry, boy.
Larry, you better cover up.
That's you. For the record, who this? Yo, y'all talking or what?
Hey, I'm with Sim. I'm with Big O. I'm kind of in the middle of that, man. I'm just happy.
I don't know what
I think
was.
That was Lad Donnell. He just wanted to shout out, man. But but yeah, man. I'm cautiously optimistic, man. Like I say, I do believe Cruz. He go to beauty with Sim saying. I think this makes it clarified a little bit. All the time that he's missing, Dwayne Haskins is getting more reps in that slot, right? So think about getting a crew. You get a Cruz back. Now you got Dwayne Haskins who's accustomed to the offense. He's got his reps up. We know he's better than Preston Parker. Think about that four wide receiver set that we're going to be able to do that we really haven't seen yet.
Ooh,
that's going to be sick. You got Cruz, Beckham, Randall, and Dwayne Haskins in that four wide receiver set. That's damn near unstoppable, man. Right now, you run a three wide receiver set with Donnell. Donnell letting us down.
Hey, listen. I was hoping that Harris didn't get back in the game so I could watch the poor
Jeremy Davis.
I wanted to see Jeremy Davis get in. I really want to see Jeremy Davis. I was hoping that Cameron Harris there, he didn't get back in. I really want to see Jeremy Davis.
Yeah. Yeah.
How long did you get to? I want you on that, but I was kind of scared though, man. He is a good punt returner though. Like, shit, I was like, damn, I do want to see Jeremy Davis, but, damn, I'd rather see Harris on Phil Moore because he could return the ball better. Now, I mean, he gets like, what, 30, 35 yards, man, every time he catch the ball. And we need that.
I think it's kind of that Corey Washington thing, man, to where, you know, in preseason we get to see these guys that's not refined in their skill yet. So it looks like, damn, why we're not playing Corey Washington? But when the game's on the line, it's not the NBA. Every game counts. Every game is so important. I think of Jeremy Davis, you have to suit him up. But I think his route running, he's playing against Gilmore and some of these top guys. Your route running got to be good, or you're not gonna be successful. You know what I'm saying? I think he got the size and the speed in the hands, but if your route running ain't crisp, look at Donnell, perfect example. He got all the skill set, but his route running is shit. So I mean, he's not being.
Let me correct the name you meant to say. You meant to say Ruben Randall, how he can't get away from people. That's what you wanted.
No, that's just flash speed though. That's just inadequate, just ability. His route run is okay. It's just he just slow. That's not what he do. He a possession guy. I mean, that's just who he is. We talking about you putting Jeremy Davis in the slot, which that's what we're saying. You put him in the slot, man. That position in the slot, you got to be able to run good routes, man. And I think Harris, not that he doesn't run that good of a route, but I think he's better than Davis at this point at running routes and understanding what the defense is trying to do to you. I just think now. I think if Randall go down, I think Jeremy Davis would be an upgrade in some aspects over Randall on the outside. He's taller than him. He's stronger than him. He's faster than him.
I mean, I wouldn't know unless you played him. Well, I mean, unless Kaufman played him.
And that's the point. They trust Randall more. I mean, they trust him more because you know the playbook. He's not gonna do anything too stupid. It's just that he just slow as shit, man. I mean, he kind of reminds me of Amani Toomer. Amani Toomer his routes were so crispy that he still could make plays. But Amani Toomer was slow, man. Amani Toomer had Seaman shoes on, man. Most games, but you know,
man.
Well,
let me ask you, Amani Toomer, you can't compare that to well dressed Amani Toomer.
No, what I'm saying is, I'm just saying, as far as speed and ability, Amani Toomer was never going to burn nobody flat out. You know what I mean? He had other skills.
Amani Toomer got behind the defense? Come on,
I mean,
bro.
No, I'm not taking nothing away from Amani Toomer, man. He, you know, hey, I love him. But I'm just saying, at the end of the day, I'm just saying that Witten gets behind defenses, but Witten is the slowest tight end in the football. I'm just saying they have refined other skills that get them success, whereas Ruben Randall might not have. He might not be, you know, he doesn't have all the skill sets refined and mastered yet. That's why he hasn't. We don't see the Ruben Randall's like up and down. He's inconsistent. That's all I'm saying, man. He's not
going.
Ruben Randall's not going.
I got somebody else. 770. What's happening? 770. You on the line? Who this?
Yo, you got me. I'm on.
I hear you now. Who this?
Yeah, this is Black Friday. What's good, son?
Uh-oh.
Who?
What's up, Black?
What's up, Black? But this is a good day to do it, right?
Yeah. You got to do it one of these days, man. It's a rainy day in Georgia, but it's a good day, in New York Giant fandom. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up.
Finally looking like we're turning a corner a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Defense played pretty damn good out there, y'all. Come on now. You know
they
what
did.
We should be, after this week, we mess around and be number one and stopping the run, yo.
That's right. That's,
I know it don't
consider.
Mean much to some, but, yo, everybody who said they was the number one rushers coming in, we stopped they juggernaut. Unfortunately, you know, for them, they didn't have McCoy, so it's not a complete. We can't steal it all the way, but it's a victory, yo, straight up.
The same person that used to break the Giants back? Yeah.
Yeah, either way, we won the game, brother. You know what I'm saying? Either way, we won the game.
Yeah. I'm glad.
So you're satisfied with the win, Friday, right?
You got to be, man. Finally, they get to finish four quarters. I mean,
yes,
it's scary and shaky. The scale got started balancing crazy, but you know, that's just how it is. I guess this, that's the culture of this team until the offense really, you know, puts together some consistent drives, stop dropping the ball, and stop with the bonehead penalties. Of course, we got a rookie on the left side, y'all. We're going to have some growing pains. We got a rookie, you know, playing, you know, shadowing, you know, some of the top tight ends out there. We're going to have some growing pains. But, yo, one time for the linebacker rotation to work. It worked again this week. You know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, we can't get a pass rush to save our motherfucking lives. But
thank you, man. I'm glad you came on this line.
Hopefully, Robert is coming to do something.
Yeah. Hey, Black, you made a good point, though, man. Even though Flowers is a rookie, everybody in here know Jerry Hughes had 15 sacks last year. Yo, did you see the two penalties Flowers got him to get because he was frustrated that he couldn't get past them?
Yeah, that's the second time he frustrated a veteran.
Yeah, the second time. So, I mean, he was our biggest worry coming in to the year at offensive line. But, yo, real talk, he been the steadiest offensive lineman we had.
Yeah, Flowers
and Sim, what I meant by people coming back, they say Beatty said out of his mouth, he's going to be back week six, seven.
That's that Dallas game.
Beatty said he's going to be back. He already said he's going to be back. He ready. He said he ready now. But he's just on a PUP. But with that rotator, I think he tore his rotator cuff or something. But think about fuck JPP. I'm talking about you get Beatty and we can manage to get Cruz out there by the end of the year, that last month of in December. Man. Woo. That thing would be crazy, man. I'm telling you.
I really feel like the Giants should just get out to 4-3 and get into a 3-4. Put four linebackers out there and work with three linemen because we're not getting a rush. So you might as well throw an extra linebacker out there. You might get that rush.
I'm actually not mad at that. I actually don't disagree with that, man. I think we could do a multi defense where in some packages you bring out four linebackers because they got speed of nothing else.
That way, JT Thomas got speed. That way you can have Beeson and Unga out there. Cause I really feel like these boys are playing the middle real good, especially when they drop back in zone. So that's why I'm like, you might as well just go to the 3-4. You're not getting a pass rush, so why are we wasting these? I mean, because the defensive line, they look more like D tackles, not defensive end. D tackles, they stopping the run. That's why I feel like we are starting like, hey, get more linebackers out there. You'll get the pass rush you're looking for.
In some instances on third and long, I can see that.
Hold up. I got a very special caller coming in here. Caller from the 404. What's happening?
Yo.
Who this?
What's going on, guys?
Steve?
Yes, it is. The host. Co-host.
Steve.
I'm not going to be here long, man. Congratulations to our New York Football Giants on the win. I don't know if knowing that this is the podcast, I can understand we look at it all angles. You guys can't be happy how we ended the game as far as that last offensive series, but we got the win, though. We definitely got
the win. Hey, Steve, I got one question for you, Steve.
Hold on. Let me finish the points, man. The defense was spectacular today, man. I mean, That fourth down stop when they Tyrod Taylor tried to go out to the outside, the tackle by JT Thomason, I think it was Unga on the play. Spectacular. Mm-hmm. Spectacular goal line.
It was Unga and Kerry Wynn.
Kerry Wynn. Yeah, that was Kerry Wynn. That's right. You're right. And I just don't like the way that the way they called the offense down the stretch. Outside of that, though. The defense did what they needed to do, and I'm real proud of Rashad Jennings' catch and run. That was a great, great attitude catch and run to get that touchdown back. But Chris and the stakeholders, whoever's on the line right now, that's a great win, man. 2-2. I know Eagles lost. Hopefully the Saints take care of the Cowboys, and we right back in this thing, man.
Hey, Steve, you know what I'm about to ask you, Steve? You know what I'm about to ask you, Steve? It's a sim. You know what I'm about to ask you, Steve? Do you believe in a run defense now?
It's been a lot better, man. I believe they play a lot better.
You gotta believe
it. No, for real. No. But it's kind of like you're taking whatever offense they got, like O.J. Simpson, and you're taking their backup running backs. I mean, they weren't playing with a full deck, but they did what they needed to do. So I can't – I'm happy that their run defense has played well, but I can't really say, well, they stopped McCoy or they stopped or Murray on Dallas.
Hold on, brother.
Anderson was running for the Falcons. You got to look at it like that, too. It ain't like they're stopping these all-pro
running backs. Yeah, but may I say something?
But to answer your question, though, they are doing what they need to do, so I am happy about that. I believe in that they've done what they needed to do.
Okay. He ain't lying. Man. I mean, like, they –
yeah, he got it.
Because you know why? I'm like, when you really think about it, listen, everybody use common sense, bro. We're looking at Tyrod Taylor. You almost consider him a rookie. So you know that Buffalo was going in there for the run. Why shouldn't the Giants come in there and stop the run?
Yeah, but listen – what I say about the run is I believe in the run. I believe we stuff in the run this year. And the reason why I believe in that we stuff in the run is because everybody that has had potential to have a good running game on us has not run over 100 yards. To me, that's stopping the run. Now, when you look at Dallas, they came in, they got the best offensive line, they say, in football. We did not allow them 100 yards rushing. They go somewhere else next week, they go over. All of a sudden, Randall is the
guy. Wait. Before you even go further on that, with that Dallas rushing game, we had the lead. So therefore, they couldn't run. They couldn't run the ball. You got to put that in the factor. These are things.
But that's all a part of it too. That's all. But how long was the defense on the field, bro?
They had the time of possession.
They had the time of possession. But listen.
But they were mostly passing the ball.
Then Atlanta comes. Then we meet Atlanta. We meet Atlanta comes in. They do nothing on the yards. They do nothing. We actually knock out one of their top running backs. Next thing you know, Devontae Freeman is everywhere. He's blowing up all over the place.
Once again, y'all got to look at it again.
Then we got Washington. They got a 1-2 punch that's out the water. We knock both of them out. Hold on. Wait a minute. Carlos Williams. He's the best now. They champion him. He comes in under 100 yards. This is how many weeks in a row before you believe it.
But you got to look at the scenarios that are being played. Because we're talking about – you got to look at Atlanta was down. So, of course, you're going to pass the ball. You got to look –
they were going to pass the ball regardless. Next week, Devontae Freeman had 3 touchdowns running the ball.
But they wasn't down. They were down, but you got to understand, it was a different type scenario in that game where they knew they had to pass the ball to win the game. So, therefore, you're not going to run the ball.
We haven't allowed a 100-yard rusher, period.
And then you can talk about that Washington game. You ain't going to think the Giants are going to go in and go start the Washington game. Oh, yeah, we really going to let Kirk Cousins beat us. No, you go in there and go start the run.
No, all they did was run the ball. All these teams is doing is run the ball besides Atlanta. All those other teams, all they was doing was running the ball. Weeden, they had to. Run the ball. Tyrod Taylor had to run the ball. Kirk Cousins had to run the ball.
Hold on, guys. You got to also understand.
Hold on, one time.
You got to also understand.
Hey, Chris, my only argument actually wasn't really the run defense. My issue the first 2 weeks was giving us over 350 yards passing yards. That's what I was ranting about. I don't know all this angles about the run defense. I mean, the run defense has done a good job, but I was never really ranting about that. I'm not gonna sit here and say, well, they've been the 85 Bears defense or the 90s Giants against the run defense. They've done. I mean, what do you want me to say? They've done a good job. I'm not gonna sit here. I look at the scenario too. I mean, it's not like what all pro running backs did they really go up against to really shut them down. McCoy didn't play today. Carlos Williams still in. That's a guy that Jet was kind of tuned in. He did a great job against them. He did get the little pass catch out of the backfield, but outside of that, the defense held their own today. The total game today was today. I'm happy, though. I'm a happy fan.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I'm happy.
All right, any more surprises? Anybody else surprise you with whatever they had? Whatever, for me, it was Dwayne Harris. You know, he should play it anyway.
I think Landon Collins is improving week by week. He's getting there.
He sure did.
Let me
ask y'all something before y'all while y'all having your private conversations on the side. Let me ask y'all this.
This is everybody. Phil, Marlo, Friday, Bob,
Okay,
man,
that's perfectly fine.
Can you see? No, hold up. Let me. I have to do this.
Yeah, somebody needs to mute that.
Somebody having a fight with their wife.
Okay, now y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, because that wasn't gonna fly. Let me ask you this. Okay, we did what we did today. That was very satisfying. So, what are we going to do next week? What are we going to do when, I mean, coming off this win, having a good old time, everybody obviously in the Giants locker room is celebrating and having a good time. What are we going to, and mute your mics, people, whoever is in the midst of driving, washing dishes, moving furniture, walking the dog, going to the bathroom, whatever y'all do, mute your mics. What are we going to do next week? What are we going to do next week? Where do we go from here? And I'm going to start with Steve. I want to hear you, bro.
What are we going to do next week?
Yeah, what are we going to do next week?
I mean, you can build off of this game. This game was a very good total. The tally-wise, the game was great, man. I'm really impressed with the defense. I think the offense kind of stalled out in the third quarter. It was real conservative. I don't like the plays down the game,
right,
down the stretch of the game. But outside of that, man, I think we have the Sunday night game. I think the guys should just celebrate the game, go back and look at the film And I said the run game is going to get better. I like to see Dre get better with that too. Andre Williams, Shane Vereen. They had a nice screenplay with Shane Vereen, and they caught Jeff Schwartz for being down the field illegally. I mean, that sucked. But
how you doing?
They had some good play callers in the third quarter. But at the same time, I would like to see them close out the game better. I think that's the only thing that this team, they really control the game. The first four games, they control every game.
All right, thank you.
You really think about it, Chris.
All right, man. All right.
All right, hold up. I done mute everybody's mic except for Steve and Marlo. I'm going to do this one by one. Steve, you on? Yo, Steve.
Yes, sir.
All right. Marlo, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Anyway, we beat the 49ers next week. What are we going to do? We got 9 minutes left.
I think
we
can see this is what we do, Chris. Man, I think this team is getting its pieces back. The pass rush is a little bit better. The key, I don't know if you guys talked about it. I'm pretty sure you said this Nikita Whitlock on the defensive line.
Yeah.
I mean, you got a 2-for-1 thing going on right there. That's nuts.
Yeah. He is. You know what? I'm pleased with that. I'm pleased with that because I didn't see him coming.
That's crazy.
It is.
That's crazy. That's a throwback. I ain't seen nothing like that since the 50s, man. You don't do plays like that no more, man. Nah, for real, you don't see players play off his defense. This ain't high school, no. You rarely see it in college. The guy doing that in the pro level, that's impressive, man.
Hey, Steve, it's pleasure to be
here. If you play like this against Buffalo next week, you'll definitely beat the 49ers. You should beat the 49ers.
The 49ers are done. And we're going to talk about that on Saturday morning, but I needed a quick hook from you because I know you got to enjoy your Saturday.
I got to get that. I already got to get that to the Yankees game, too, man, on top of that.
Yeah. Go do your thing. Go do your thing. I got your partner, and I'll talk to you in a minute. Wait on.
All right.
All right, Chief. All right, that was Steve. He gone. Marlo, what you think about next week, bro? Give me a good minute on that.
Yeah, pretty much the same thing, you know, I'm looking forward to. I think the Giants should definitely be able to take that game. You know, the defense is clicking and the defense has been keeping them in the games. You know, we should be 4-0 right now, but, you know, we'll take it as it is. This defense is
really
coming together. Mm-hmm. So I think we're going to definitely be able to take this game against San Francisco.
Especially since the 49ers are falling apart, right?
Kaepernick isn't, you know, I mean, they're not the same like they used to be when they went on that run.
No, not at all.
So we should be able to take.
I mean, they were solid for like 25 years. That franchise was. I don't. Mm-hmm. Hey, they solid right now, but we got a chance to, you know, basically slap them upside the forehead. What do you think of
them?
Hey, man, the 49ers game, we got to do it the same way we did the Washington game, man. They got to bottle up Carlos Hyde, and they got to put the ball in Kaepernick's hands and make him make mistakes. You know, you watch that Arizona game. The Honey Badger said it, man. Kaepernick is staring down
right.
his route, and every route that they throw is something short because their offensive line is not good in pass pro. So they sitting on the routes. If he can
right.
see that, the Giants got to see that too. Your pass rush might not get there, but you know what? If you got good enough coverage and you know the routes that's coming, you can sit on the routes and get a couple turnovers. That joker threw 4 picks and 2 pick-sixes last week. So he can get got.
Right.
The key is controlling Carlos Hyde. If we do that and we put the game in his hands like we did with Cousins, I believe that we'd be able to get another win and we'd be on a roll.
Beautiful. Beautiful. That's what I'm talking about. All right. Jet, what you think about that?
Yeah, same thing as Sim said, man. I mean, yeah, really ain't a lot to add to that. That's pretty much it, man. I'm just waiting to see how it all unfolds in the next few weeks, man, with players coming back, and I'm just thinking about the potential what this team could be moving forward. We already good. We probably should be 4-0, but it is what it is. But you know, knowing that, it's kind of makes you feel good knowing that we really should be 4-0. We not, but we're moving forward, getting better,
right.
We're getting positive.
Right.
We got momentum. Hey, I ain't got nothing too much to say, man, other than, like I said, everybody said it. I mean, you know, I want to see a little bit more at the pass rush. You know, we can't count on Whitlock. Whitlock is a special late game. We got the league-type player. They're not going to put him in. If that game's anywhere near close, he's not going to play that position. So, I mean, if we're losing, he's probably not going to play that position. You're not going to see him on the field. So, we need some consistent – pass rush from one of these ends got to step the hell up, man. But, you know, hopefully in the next couple of weeks, somebody will step up and lead the pack and start putting some fear in these damn quarterbacks.
That's Brother Jet right there. Big O.C., what's happening? Say something.
Yo.
Give me a minute. Give us a minute. What you think about next week,
yeah.
man? 49 is coming.
Hey, you know, it's another to me. I'm not worried about the defense. Well, you know what they got that's threatening over there. I don't see nothing over there threatening me. You know, defense should be able to handle that with what we got now. You know, we don't even need nobody to come back. We could deal with it with what we got now. You know, it's just mistake free. We need to play mistake free, man. And the coaches
Absolutely.
Need to be on the same page as well too. They need to just. I just don't know, man. It just frustrates me, man. It just gets me pissed off. It's just little minor mistakes be setting us back sometimes when we just. Can play some clean ball and blow some teams up. I really think we got a team that can blow teams out the box, man. It's just we be shooting
we
our own self in the foot. We shoot ourselves in the foot. And when you read what Steve had text about the offense, he was on money with that, man. I was getting frustrated like, damn, man. The defense is playing lights out without a pass rush, and we can't just seem to pull away like we're supposed to. But you know, it is what it is. We got it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We only can get better. I like the team right now, the way they move in, the direction they move in. That the next 5 games should be winnable games, should be.
Okay.
But, you know, nothing is never guaranteed. So, you know what,
okay.
man? I'm all right, man. Just let me see my boys just to be more, a little bit more accurate on offense, man.
All right. Billy Bob.
Basically, to answer that question you're talking about, you just want to hear it. You want to see the Giants come in there and dominate the game, such as like what Aaron Rodgers would do. That's what you want to hear it say. It happened. You want to see the Giants come in there against the 49ers and see Eli put up these type of numbers against a defense. Like, I'm going to say against a team like that. Because I'm not going to say about the defense because we already know that defense doing what they do. It's up to the offense. We want to see, like, can you have one of them Tom Brady games? Can you have
right.
one of them Aaron Rodgers games? Go in there and just completely put up the number, put up the points. And I, like I said, I don't know. It could be McAdoo. It could be Eli. It could be vice versa. But to me, they almost start look like Kevin Gilbride plays it over and over. When they just thought, that's what I mean by Kevin Gilbride. You get down there, you're moving the ball, and then somehow your offense just go blank. You just like, where the hell is the offense? Like, they're missing their action. Where they at? Then that's when the defense starts getting
third down, third down and 11. We're running routes for 5 yards. That's
I know. That I didn't like. I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about.
This is the second week in a row I've seen that happen. That's the second week in the world I can have. I'm like, are we serious? But you already know it's the Giants. You just said, okay, it's third and long. Is this going to be the draw or is this going to be a screen? Better yet, they hit us with a five and out. That can even be worse. A five and out. I'm like, and then you go to Larry Donnell with, come on, anybody, come on.
So we gonna be all right next week, bro? We going to be all right next week?
We're going to be all right, man. Giants going to be all right, but – Don't let it go pass over your head if we do take that L.
Hold up. I got people. Black Friday.
Yo.
What you see next week, man?
Yo, first of all, you know what I'm saying, you know, great win. You know, we're going to lick these wounds. Hopefully we don't got too many injured, you know, coming back to MetLife. As far as dealing with the 49ers, they got to deal with Aaron Rodgers before they even deal with anything. They're still dealing with that at the moment. You know what I'm saying? So – We'll see what they got on their roster prior to making that trip all the way to the East Coast. It's not that far, but it's far enough for if you got contusions and bruises to get on a flight for it not to be pleasant. So I think that we got another quarterback coming in here that's not a quarterback or complete quarterback as of yet. Colin Kaepernick is not ready for the NFL as far as being a quarterback. He could do the zone read option. He's a one-trick opponent. It's another team. If we do what we are slated to do as far as our statistics, stop the run, we will be able to come out with this as a victory once again. This is
simple. Black Friday, Robbie, I don't know who you are. You on it, brother.
Appreciate it.
Yes, he is.
Appreciate it.
Robbie, man. What's happening? How we going out next week?
I mean, well, I'm watching this game right now, the 49ers and Packers game, and, I mean, honestly, they don't concern me at all. You got Kaepernick, and I'm watching the Packers get to him. That's obviously something we don't have, that pass rush. But I'm watching, and he's just really easy to scramble out, and he gets really worried and doesn't have a good sense of, pressure. So if you can get that blindside hit on him, he's not going to see you coming, because I'm watching. They've already sacked him 3 times. So I'm watching it right now. He's not good in the pocket. When he feels the pressure, he's either going to scramble or he's taking that sack. So if we can find a way in the next week to get something. Man, what the hell is that?
I don't know what the hell that is, but we almost
stopped
here.
It's not Big O, bro. It's not Big O.
Hey, whoever that is, give me an Italian Icy and give me a snow cone. Whoever that is. Steve, we get ready to cut our. Hey, Steve, we get ready to bounce out, brother. You got anything else for me, man?
We got the. Just let them know as far as the rest of the episodes. Got the Yankees this week and Nick.
We got the Yankees on the week. Okay.
The Yankees in the Knicks. Andrew, come on, man.
Yep, we got the
hey,
Knicks
man.
On Wednesday.
Hey, man, there or something like that. Who you repping?
Come on, man. You know I rep the Hornets, baby.
Hey, you better argue with Mr. Marlowe, because Mr. Marlowe owns
which one, the Northeast team?
About to have. Shit, I'm repping Charlotte Hornets all day.
Hey, Charles, I can't front, yo. Kemba Walker is the truth, yo. I can't front.
Anyway, this is the Bleed Blue Show, man. This was the roundtable post-game reaction from a film. Marlowe, Big O, Black Friday, Jet, Billy Bob, Robbie, and the undefeated Steve Blair. We get ready to go on out. This has been wonderful. This has been fantastic. We won the game today, 24-10. And you know what we do a lot? We bleed blue. If you don't believe me, ask the fellas. Tell them, y'all.
Bleed blue.
That's how we going out. Thanks a lot, gentlemen. And we out.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it?